I think the first thing that needs to happen is that we need to open our minds to that power dynamic and just name it and say that it exists. And then I think once we get really honest with ourselves, all of us, about our participation in that system, then that's when we can change something about it. Because if it's the other guy who's the bad guy, we can wait forever for them to change. But if it's us seeing how we behave in the world, then we can do something about it.
Advocates say there are steps that we can take to understand rape culture and the roles we may play in it.
We know that it is harmful. How do we end it? How do I, you know, I talk to my younger cousins or my younger friends are like, well, I would never rape anyone. But truly, it goes beyond that. It's how do you relate to the people in your life, or how do you relate to individuals that report to you, or how do you interact with individuals in public? Those interactions are very much playing a role into the way that we can prevent and end sexual violence.
Carissa Gutierrez is with Valor US, formerly the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault. Here's her advice. Start reading books and articles about sexual violence. Connect with your local rape crisis center about upcoming workshops or events. You can learn the facts about sexual assault so that you'll be able to debunk myths when you hear them. You've already begun by listening to this podcast. Her group recently launched a whole campaign about individual actions that people can take to combat rape culture. It's called Bold Moves.
One example that I really like is be spatially observant. How do people take up space? If you are on a bus and you see the way, you know, we call the term man spreading, right? A man takes up space or is too close to a woman and she's clearly very uncomfortable. It's recognizing, do you do that too? So a lot of these bold moves or these steps are really just about raising self-awareness and realizing that these behaviors actually make other people feel unsafe.
And learning how to interact with and respect each other, that could start as early as kindergarten. In 2019, California approved a first-of-its-kind K-12 sexual education framework.
It's important to start talking about these issues as early as possible in an age-appropriate way. And that means, you know, talking about consent in kindergarten.
Brittany Bray helped develop the framework. She works at WEAVE, that's Sacramento's Rape Crisis Center.
You know, we're not talking about consent in terms of sexual activity in kindergarten, but we are talking about respecting boundaries and learning to ask permission, talking about bodily autonomy and respect for one another. And it's important because it sets the foundation for those later conversations and talking about specifically sexual assault, teen dating violence, and sex trafficking.
But the guidance isn't mandatory. And Bray says it was tough for them to get it into schools.
Some of the public comment said that it was encouraging sexual behavior early on, and talking about consent encourages sexual activity, which is not the case.